Okay, now we're back to our second topic, which I have labeled as short-term projections, which basically is the all the little lines that are in the advanced decline oscillator, not the advanced decline oscillator, the volume oscillator chart. And I think this, as I have commented previously at the other daily website. The amazing thing that's happening is that the advanced decline oscillator won't seem to come down to the zero line, but the volume oscillator is easily going down and getting oversold. That's basically a lot of the volume that came in on that short covering bit that we talked about, I guess about a month ago. The general phenomenon that there's too much volume chasing too many stock, not enough stocks. They're starting to unwind it, so the volume is coming out faster than the advanced decline line is leveling off. And you'll see that we have the cash buildup lines drawn for the three previous cases, and we are in a cash buildup phase from the peak in the about a week into March. And what we're seeing on the bottoms of the oscillators, they keep descending. That's a bad sign. Well, anyway, Alvis is very good about, he knows how to draw T's very well, and so he every time they made a spike down in the low, he would say, you know, if you draw the new T in, you have to put the new short range T, which I have sketched in there. He says the left end has to be at that peak in March, and then we get this oversold condition. The arms ratio fires way up. He says this could be the center post of the T, and the top date will come out, and it goes beyond May 20th, which is already established by the advanced decline T. And he says, now isn't that interesting? And is there something going wrong there? So then the oscillator would continue down under the cash buildup line. And then this last low, you can move the center post over to the right, and the right end date now keeps moving out, and it looks like that this new T is going to project an even bigger one. So what I told Alvis, I says the T hasn't been formed yet. So he says there's no sense in drawing T's in it because they don't mean anything. See, it hasn't happened yet. I said, if you keep going that route, you just keep looking for, what you're doing is looking for oversold conditions, and you're not watching all these problems that I talk about that are likely to lead you to another problem. Technically, it's the descending lows that's the problem. Descending lows means that the market is rolling over, and it is accelerating its trend. Well, you have a. The other thing is that whenever you get underneath the zero line in the advanced and the volume oscillator, it tends to stop at the zero line. So that's what it did on Thursday. It came up to zero, and you could say, well, maybe it's going to make a T, but it just dropped away. So the question is, what do you think they're going to do on Monday? Well, we think that we have to come down further, and maybe some matter of days, depending on the 13-week cycle or something like that. And so we're going to find out about that. But what I told Alvis, I says, you know, you already know there's no sense in trying to draw a bunch of T's in here, because the most probable outcome is going to be that the new T that we're going to get is going to go for the August 26th prop, because there is a larger advanced decline T, which is historically quite accurate. But it's not a certainty or anything like that. You can't guarantee that it's August 26th. But there's a reasonable certainty that it's the 26 plus or minus something. So I says, why don't you just figure out that the left end of the T is in a week into March, and the right end of the T is someplace near late August, and then since the T has to be time symmetric, you're going to be able to figure out where the low is. So he says, so he knows how to do it back. He knows how to, given the low, he knows how to calculate the projected top date, and he knows he can come back the other way too, because you just divide the thing equally into time. So he says, this is June 4th. So, I would say that's probably a pretty good way to start, and say that what's going to happen is you ended this 2 month and 2 days business, and you're starting to turn choppy, and you're going to turn down, and I would say that if the oscillator goes down to where that red line is, I would be very suspicious about looking for a rally if you made another low. In other words, a lower low on that one, because the continuation of the descending bottoms pattern in the volume, which is very sensitive, is a bad idea, because you already know it's accelerating on the downside. But if you did come back down and you were able to make, say you did make a new token low, and then you pulled up, and then you started to make a little rising bottoms pattern, that would be the clue that you're going up to the May 20th top date. But I would be even suspicious that they're not going to make the T going up to May 20th because of these other problems I talked about in the first segment. And so I would say, and if it did make break the green trend line, I think the T is a bearish T and it will collapse on you. So this is a bad situation that you got. You're mixing up a whole bunch of bad stuff in it. And if you don't know anything about T's, you just want to keep drawing T's and say, "Well, it's going to come out symmetrically. Everything's going to come out great." I don't think it's going to come out great. It looks to me like there's traps, and you go back to the part about if you went up for 2 months, you should be defensive. And if it's the volume oscillator is going down and you got descending bottoms, you don't want to get involved in this business. And the possibility, if you look at back in 07, which what happens is you go from the upper envelope in the S&P channel, you go down to the black line, you make a bottom there. At some point, you make a bottom there, and then you bounce up and you make a double top. And that double top would be in the, second or third week of May, and then you roll over. So that's more or less what I'd say. That's what you're going to end up looking for. And all we're going to do in the next week is now we just got to go to the volume oscillator to see if we can find out what's going on there. There is a requirement that the advanced Klein oscillator go to zero, and you can see it's down at it's still got to go down like almost 200 points, which did take very long to do that. But it could go lower. And eventually, what you're going to do is you're going to start watching the volume. You're going to end up watching the volume oscillator, and we don't have to look at the advanced Klein oscillator anymore because we looked at that all last week. Oh, we have the black column, and it will tell you what the number is when it gets down to zero. If the advanced Klein oscillator goes below zero by more than its token amount, that's also negative because that means that the whole thing is starting to come down as you go towards the May 20th peak. That's the recipe for the May 20th peak. You'll get a 5-day rally when you start getting close to there. They give you a little pop up, and pop up, and then it collapses on you. And then if you get that, you probably are going because then you got 3 weeks before you make an oscillator low in June, or 2.5 weeks into June. That's not a good scenario to be involved in. So it's funny how these things start to creep up on you. If you go back a little while ago, things weren't too bad. But it's always that fact that the market doesn't seem to want to correct. It keeps shaking off bad things, and then you find out that all that shaking off was using up money. And the people find out the bad things are coming, then all the people that were doing that buying are suddenly want to turn onto a selling, and so it turned out it was counterproductive to have that relative strength phase that you had, the late stages where that green arrow was pointing. Okay, so that's pretty much this all I wanted to say about that. We'll start working on this chart starting Tuesday before 9 o'clock. In the next update. Thank you.